Track 13, Emotional Gateways. In the last two tracks, we discussed the three life preservers of support groups, family and friends, and balancing tactics. In this track, we will discuss how battered women hide from their emotions in order to provide an impression of normalcy by taking an emotional gateway, so to speak. Through an emotional gateway, a battered woman can escape her feelings to allow her to stay. Thus, they are really emotional gateways to prison. As you know, many battered women will turn to alcohol, sedatives, or busy tasks in an attempt to avoid the feelings they have about their abusive situation. Because of this, many battered women cover up their emotions and fail to recognize the warning signs in their life that something isn't right. Hattie, a 45-year-old mother of three, hid her emotions and fears in order to keep up a facade of normalcy. I found it helpful with Hattie to divide the reasons for her emotional gateway and not expressing her emotions into three categories. Reason number one for suppressing emotions is protection from additional abuse. As mentioned on an earlier track, women in violent relationships encounter the added risk of being ridiculed, insulted, or injured by their abuser for showing what they are truly feeling. Here's an example of how Hattie's emotional reaction escalated her husband Clint's abuse. Hattie first walked into my office with a black eye, a cut above her forehead, and a jaw that was beginning to swell, and several bruises on her arm. In our session, Hattie stated, "I walked into the bedroom to find that Clint had torn a hole in the hand-embroidered jewelry case my grandmother had given me. I sat on the bed crying, only to see that he had also ripped some of my clothing in the closet to shreds. When he came into the bedroom, he was angry. All I could do was scream at him and beat his chest, but my anger made Clint hit me harder." After some discussion of this incident, Hattie stated, "I should have pushed aside my anger and gotten the best of him by not giving him an additional reason for beating me." Are you currently treating a client who needs to reassess their ability to push aside or ignore her emotions as a means to maintain her safety if she has decided to stay or to return? Some women do this automatically. However, I have treated some clients who lack the ability to control their emotions, even though their safety is at risk. Do you have a client that might currently benefit from anger management training and needs to create an emotional gateway from their anger if they have decided not to leave? Reason number two for hiding emotions is protection of their image. Oftentimes, battered women, as you know, do not express their emotions in an attempt to shield their children or maintain an image with their family and friends and neighbors, as mentioned in the previous tracks. Hattie, like many battered women, kept her true feelings of shame and guilt from her friends and co-workers so they would continue to see her in a favorable light. Hattie stated, "I didn't want to be the picture of a pitiful woman in my friends and co-workers' eyes. I had enough of that from myself. Most of my friends and people I work with see me as a capable, outgoing person. Their view of me actually bolsters me much of the time. For the view I had of myself was much worse. I explained the bruises by saying Clint and I went on a camping trip and I fell down a steep hill." Hattie felt that the only way to keep any kind of dignity and a feeling of normalcy with coworkers and friends was to create an emotional gateway by hiding her emotions as well as her bruises from the people with which she was closest. As we have discussed on a previous track, do you have a client who, in your next session, you need to discuss people with which it is safe to let down their guard around and not hide their emotions? Letting down her guard and not hiding her emotions may be the springboard your client is needing to decide to leave. Reason number three for not expressing emotions is denying the problem. In addition to suppressing emotions because of protection from additional abuse and protection of their image, a third reason is not expressing emotions because they are denying the problem. As you know, many battered women will ignore their feelings of fear, guilt, and pain in order to deny that they are a victim of abuse. They minimize and downplay. Hattie stated. When I was in the emergency room and the nurse was checking me over, I had bruises everywhere, but I wasn't seeing them. I knew my shoulders hurt, but I didn't realize that my entire back was black and blue. I said, I don't have bruises. And the nurse told me, honey, either you have bruises or you're out of your mind. Now, which one is it? It took this experience to open my eyes. Before that, I even denied that Clint beat me up. Denying that she is a victim of abuse often prevents a battered woman from seeking the help that she needs, as you know. Obviously, Hattie's frequent use of emotional gateways, protection of her image, and denying the abuse did not help her to face the abuse. They only helped her to hide it. As you know, Hattie's acceptance and perhaps eventual leaving begins with admitting that she is a victim of abuse, and not by minimizing or denying what she is feeling. Hattie did leave Clint shortly after our sessions had begun. Would it be beneficial to replay this track prior to your session with your Hattie, who is taking emotional gateways? Or how about playing this 7-minute track as an educational tool in your next session? If so, make a mental note to replay track 13. After leaving Clint, I found it beneficial for Hattie to explore her hidden fears regarding being on her own. The next track will explore those fears. Question 13. What are 3 purposes battered women often have in taking emotional gateways?